now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in. Just want to brighten your Saturday morning a little bit here and talk a little bit about grilling, because the season is here, and we should have a nice discussion about a couple different things that we think are important.
Common questions, too.
Right.
You know, like I said, I'm talking to this nice young man. He's like my kid's age, a little older, but my daughter's age is maybe mid-30s, and just a beaming, you know, he's in the Army National Guard, and he's making a career of it, and he wants to get into different things we discussed, and just, you know, really admired the kid. And he said I told him about, you know, the show and all this, and he goes, well, I'm going to buy a grill. What should I get? And so that sets up all the questions.
Right.
Right? I want to know all the facts. And I have almost the same answer for everybody. If you've never had a grill, your first grill, I mean, it should be in the Constitution. It should be a basic charcoal grill. Now, I happen to like the Weber kettle, and it's still American-made, even though Warren Buffett owned it. We'll see how long that lasts. Bought it. But it's still American-made, the kettle is, and it's a fantastic story. They used to make the buoys for the Great Lakes, big metal round balls.
Right.
And the, you know, Mr. Stevens, before he welded the two halves together, made a grill out of one, sort of like Tech Infrared did with their first infrared grill. Max, okay. Old man Best, Bill Best, did the same thing. He made one in the shop, and all the guys in the shop are grilling. Well, that's how the kettle came about. And I think if you're a new guy to the grill, you should start off with basics, sort of like, oh, when you're riding a bike. You don't buy your kid a 10-speed. You know, you get them a basic bike just so they, because they're going to beat it up. They're going to ruin it. So with a kettle, they're indestructible. If you put a cover on it, it's got a nice paint coating on it. You put some good charcoal in it. Don't get the crappy big brand briquettes. Get yourself some decent lump and learn to grill on good charcoal.
Right. So couple things there. Charcoal takes time. And in our hectic society, some people don't have that. You need to, because that makes it better. But some people will gravitate to our gas grill, and we'll get to that in a minute. But I want to talk about the charcoal grill, because there's a couple must-dos. First of all, it generally doesn't take nearly as much charcoal to cook on as you think it does.
Correct.
Do not pour the bag in there and then try to get it going.
You will have a fire all night. It'll keep you warm on these cold Michigan nights.
Right. So, but the other thing is invest in one of those little chimneys or something like it that gets the charcoal before you put it in the grill.
Idea. And they're so easy to use.
Right, right. And all that is it looks like a chimney with a handle on it, and you put a fire starter below it.
It looks like an old-fashioned flour sifter mom used to have.
You're right.
You know,
yeah.
The handle and the can.
Yeah.
Except you just pour your charcoal in it, and the intention was you put some crumpled-up newspaper underneath it, but most people don't know what those are.
Right,
so, so you buy the fire starters from Rutland, and or you get the ones from Weber, the white paraffin cubes. But yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yep.
And the other thing is, keep it simple. Don't start yourself off sweating it like, oh, I don't know anything. We're going to do this in segment 4, but we're going to talk about the easy things to start grilling.
Right. So when you got your charcoal, you know, you put it in this chimney, get one. If you're going to use charcoal, you need to have one of these, because it's like a basic tool. It's what you need to do. You get your fire going, let those coals maybe 15, 20 minutes, and they're going to start to turn white, right? Or the if you're using lump, you'll see it turn red because it gets hot and the embers, it kind of fluctuates a little bit, and you'll see that it's hot. And then when you pour it in your grill, kind of pile it up a little bit on one side. Don't just let it cover the whole bottom of the grill, because what you're going to find later in the show is we're going to tell you that there's hot spots and cold spots on a grill, and you need to use those to your advantage, not to worry about them, because at some point your food's going to be done and you might want to move it away, keep it warm, and not cook it so much.
Or your skills will start to advance. And when you first start grilling, don't worry about if you put it in the, I'd say, on the side or not.
Right.
But you're absolutely right, because as you get more advanced, you're going to learn about indirect grilling, and you're going to want to offset things. But also, I would say get yourself some, or fashion it out of metal, whatever you want, and somebody ought to make one of these, but get yourself a little bitty rake of sorts, and to be able to push those coals around, because they really melt your fingertips when you start picking them up.
Well, a good set of metal tongs, you can do it, but then you don't want to use them for your food if you've moved the fire around, so you may need two sets. A spatula would work, longer handle spatula with this metal, not plastic, and because those
and a good pair of welding gloves.
Right. Yep. And
because the average barbecue gloves are junk.
Right. So you've got your fire going now, and the reason I said put it over to one side, one, it'll stay warmer. When coals burn better together than they do separated apart. And then if you move it over to one side, you've got a grilling spot on your if we're using a kettle grill or your charcoal grill, whatever it is, where you're going to put your product on there, your hot dogs, your burgers, whatever you're starting with first, and that grill is hotter over there, and you'll get a little sear. And then they won't stick so bad, especially burgers, right? So just little tips like that that'll get you going. And if you've not done this before, I mean, I don't know who's grown up. Maybe there's guys out there that didn't eat food off a grill that maybe an uncle or dad or a brother has cooked. And you
or probably, mom.
Right, mom, yeah.
There's a lot of dads that don't grill.
Right, yep, exactly. Conrad, what shoulder are you looking over?
Right, yeah. Eye contact is so rude.
Yeah. Even on the radio,
damn
it.
Because everybody sees.
Yeah. But anyway, so you get your charcoal grill going, and then we'll talk in the next segment, but how do you know when things are done, right?
Right. I mean, that's another thing. I want to back you up a second there, too, because you started off by saying people don't have always time. And my mantra, and I'm afraid it is it really doesn't take more time. You have to adjust your schedule in terms of when you light your grill. That's the only difference. It doesn't take any longer to light a charcoal grill than it does a gas grill. It's about the same. You just have to do it 15 minutes earlier than you were going to do your gas grill.
Right.
And if you say you don't have 15 minutes, I would tell you need to clean up your calendar a little bit, because you're missing life.
Well, you remember when you had all the kids and you had that window from after school till practice, and you got to feed them all.
I understand that, but I'm saying, if you were going to go out there at 5:15 and light for a 5:30 grill, go out there at 5. You know, just simply jump it up 15 minutes and get it started. And here's the thing. If you have good charcoal, and there's plenty of good ones out there, and you hone your skills, you will not want to use gas as much, because when you get used to that smell and that taste, man, I remember the first time I had to use Kingsford in my big smoker,
mm-hmm,
because I got stuck at an event. Rob Russell and I were somewhere, and that's what the guy brought. And I smelt that stuff burning. And I'm used to burning, you know, good charcoal.
Right.
And I smelt that briquette burning, and I couldn't believe the toxicity coming off of it.
The difference,
and that's because of the stuff they put in the molds.
Yep. Coming up next, we're going to take a little diversion, go down to Al and Bob Sports, and talk a little bit of steelhead and salmon. Stick with us. We'll be back.